Close call at JFK Airport. If we hadn't bailed out, we would have collided. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on November 28, 2023. Two planes experienced a close call at John F. Kennedy International Airport, JFK in New York City this month in a situation that could have resulted in a collision if one plane had failed to bail out. As frustrations continue under Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg's leadership. The near miss occurred November 10, as American Airlines Flight AA-28, arriving from Los Angeles International Airport, approached JFK and was cleared for its approach to runway 22 left, according to a description of the incident. Another flight, a Tradewind Aviation Pilatus PC-12 hailing from White Plains Westchester County Airport, was cleared for approach to runway 22 right. For some reason, GPD-235 joined 22 left localizer, a description from the channel you can see ATC read, resulting in American 28 reporting that the other plane was above them and started the avoiding action. Ultimately, the American flight concluded, "If we hadn't bailed out, we would have collided." Watch the video here. The near miss comes as Buttigieg continues to absolve himself of continuing transportation issues that have plagued the Biden presidency. From the Ohio train derailment in February to 2022 Southwest Airlines holiday fiasco. Related video, Donald Trump, Buttigieg should have been in East Palestine a long time ago. Buttigieg has been repeatedly harangued for his seeming lack of interest in his job. And that reality hit home for thousands of travelers yet again over the Thanksgiving holiday, which saw thousands of flights across the U.S. delayed and canceled, and roads at a standstill. Meanwhile, Buttigieg released a video bragging about his department's so-called accomplishments, asserting that the aviation system is handling the increased volume well. This is not the first time JFK has seen a near collision, as two passenger planes, one Delta Airlines and one American Airlines, experienced a close call in January. In that incident, the Delta Airlines flight was cleared for takeoff but had to abruptly halt due to the American Airlines flight crossing a runway in their path. Related video, Buttigieg, recent airplane close calls with combination of causes make me think there are issues with the entire system. Delta 1943, cancel takeoff clearance. Delta 1943, cancel takeoff clearance. An air controller frantically said. That same month, the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration, FAA, confessed its staff unintentionally deleted files in a computer system, which resulted in the unexpected January 11 commercial airline ground stop, despite initial suspicions of a cyber attack. Meanwhile, the FAA launched what it described as the BATC campaign over the summer, which aims to recruit what is described as the next diverse generation of air traffic controllers. Building on last year's successful campaign to receive more applications from women and other underrepresented groups, the FAA will again work with diverse organizations, host Instagram Live conversations, and work with social media influencers and others, the press release read in part, as Virginia Boyle, Vice President for System Operations Services in the FAA's Air Traffic Organization, asserted that employing those with a wide range of backgrounds will somehow help enhance our safety mission.